My name is Chris Garofolo. I am 16 years old. Today is November 25th. I'm speaking to Philip Garofolo, who is my father, and we are recording this interview in Egg Harbor Township, New Jersey. Say hi, Dad.
Hello.
All right. So our first question is, can you tell me a little bit about your childhood and what were you like as a child?
We grew up in South Philadelphia, moved to South Jersey when I was 11 years old. So basically, I'm from South Jersey. And I grew up in a middle-class neighborhood, went to Highland Regional High School, graduated in 1975.
So when you were at Highland Regional High School, what sports did you play?
I played football 4 years. I played basketball just my freshman year and track my freshman year.
Did you run for track or were you a thrower?
I was a thrower, discus, and shot put.
Can you tell me anything about, so my great-grandparents and your grandparents?
I didn't really know most of my grandparents. My grandfather died in 1966 when I was just 7 years old. The only memory I have is of my grandmother, and I love my grandmother very much. She was more or less my best friend. We spoke probably at least once a week, and she lived in South Philadelphia, and I would drive from South Jersey just to have her come down to our house for the weekend, almost every weekend.
Is there anything you can tell me about Grandma Marie?
My mother, Marie Garofolo, was a parent who did not drive, so it put a lot of stress on my father to always have to drive his places. And to be honest, if we didn't walk, we didn't go.
The next question is, can you tell me about one of the most difficult moments in your life?
Probably when my father had his heart attack that pretty much put him out of work and on Social Security. We end up on welfare for a few years, and that did change my life dramatically because it was very traumatic for me to go to a supermarket with food stamps. I was just very embarrassed by that.
Okay. What advice would you give your teenage self?
Well, as far as my teenage self, to be independent, to reach a goal. My goal was to go to college. My problem was that when I grew up, we grew up with very limited means, so having money and a job meant more to me than college, so I dropped out.
Did you pursue any careers or anything after dropping out of college?
I floated into the casino industry in its inset probably around 1980 and remained a casino employee until 2009. I also went back to college as I realized my passion for college as in a later year. However, when you go to college and you have children and you're married, it's very, very difficult, but I did obtain 2 associate's degrees.
Can you tell me one of your happiest memories?
The birth of my children, the day I was married.
Which children was your favorite?
I don't have a favorite. We have 2 natural-born children, and I have 1 by adoption. And I remember vividly the day we picked up Brandon from the airport, and I remember vividly the day my daughter Lauren and my son Christopher were born.
Mm-hmm. Do you rank those above your wedding day?
They're equal. They have to be.
Can you describe your wedding day?
My wedding day was actually in St. Thomas. We did a getaway, and the getaway was just your mother and myself. We got married on St. Thomas, our honeymoon, and our marriage were all rolled into one, a 2-week vacation, 7 days, I'm sorry, in St. Thomas, and then took a 7-day cruise.
Sounds nice. I wish I was there. Do you have any regrets?
No, I have no regrets.
Okay. How has being a parent changed you as a person?
It changes your responsibilities and the way you think. When you're young and you have no responsibilities, you're almost ready to take a risk. But as you're older, you're married and have children and a family, you have to weigh out the risk versus the reward, and your decision not only influences you, but also has an effect on your family as well.
So would you have changed anything that happened earlier in life or anything that could happen later in life?
It's a hard question to answer, but I'm content with everything as it is right now. We're comfortable, we're okay, and we have a roof over our head, and our kids are very good.
Okay. My mother, Loretta Garfield, is also here. Mom, do you have any questions for him?
No. No, I don't.
Okay. That's it for the Thanksgiving listen. Thank you, Dad, for being a part of this interview. And yeah.